The dormitory hall was cavernous and cold. No attempt had been made to beautify or soften the black stone from which the room had been hewn. The floors were smooth and even, but the walls were still rough. Only one side had windows, and those were high, round, and small. The little pools of light they cast on the ebony floor seemed feeble. There were other lights, though. Two large fires roared in hearths large enough for Vestara to stand upright in, and each bed had a candle on the small table beside it. The beds themselves were simple cots with sheets, blankets, and a single pillow. Vestara thought of her lavish canopied bed at home, piled so high with comfortable pillows that one could sink into sleep surrounded by them, and could not suppress a brief sigh. One day she would have such a bed again. Until then, she was certain that by the time she was permitted to return to this simple, crude, uncomfortable-looking cot, she would be so exhausted she would fall asleep the moment she crawled between the sheets. They were alone in the vast hall at the moment, and Vestara followed Lady Rhea as she walked down between the rows of beds.
"This one is yours,"
Lady Rhea said, stopping before one of the beds. Indeed, Vestara recognized the small, neat pile of clothing as the simplest of her own. Folded on top of the pile was her black robe, the one in which she had been training when Ship had first arrived. It had been sweaty and sandy when she had discarded it. Now it was clean and folded, ready to wear. Tucked beneath the cot were exactly two pairs of shoes, both boots. On the table was a handful of personal grooming items, and that was it. That was all Vestara Kai would be permitted from her old life.
"You will soon realize that this is all you will need,"
Lady Rhea said.
"Of course,"
Vestara said automatically.
"Go ahead and change into your robe."
Vestara hesitated. Belatedly, she realized that there was no privacy at all in the vast room. Was there even a refresher, or would she have to utilize a pot of some sort and bathe from the mountain streams?
"There is no place to change," she said.
"No,"
Lady Rhea said, her perfect mouth curving in a smile.
"There isn't, nor will a room miraculously appear. You will quickly discover that no one here cares for Stara. All are equal as apprentices. You will learn to change quickly and effectively. How clever you are about it is up to you. Some apprentices have no modesty at all. Others have mastered the art of changing clothing without revealing anything unseemly. And yes, there is a refresher."
At Vestara's look, Lady Rhea laughed in her lovely, husky voice.
"I cannot read minds, Vestara. But I've trained many an apprentice in my day, and every single one of them has reacted as you have. You are doubtless wondering why we utilize such primitive forms of heating and lighting,"
she continued. Vestara hesitated for a moment longer, then sat down on the bed. It was just as lumpy and uncomfortable as it had looked, and began to unlace her sandals.
"The reasons are twofold. First, we wish to purge apprentices of anything that smacks of luxury. There will be time for such things later, but now we will pare you down to the very bone. Artificial light and heat are technological gifts. As Sith, you must learn to be at home anywhere. The entire galaxy is ours. Some of that galaxy is rich and comfortable. Some of it is bare and harsh. When your training is complete, you will be able to sleep anywhere, know how to make a fire, and be at peace whatever your surroundings."
Vestara slipped the dress over her head. For a moment she was pale and naked and vulnerable in the dark, dim room. Then she slipped the heavy black robe over her head and was immediately comforted by its familiarity and tradition.
"The other reason,"
and again Lady Rhea smiled,
"is simpler. It's more practical this way."
Vestara bent over lacing her boots, smiled too. She rose. fastened her lightsaber onto her belt, and took a deep breath.
I know you are familiar with some areas, but now much more is accessible to you. And yes,
Lady Rhea added, anticipating the question,
you will be permitted to set foot in the historic vessel that brought us to this world. It is all part of your training.
And ship?
Patience, chided Lady Rhea. It is only your first day. You have years of training ahead of you. Come, I will let you familiarize yourself with the temple.